Congress passed the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act in August, which banned lead in toys and required third-party testing and labeling. Milwaukee resident Sari Stiles crochets stuffed animals and sells them through the online craft store Etsy.com. She says since all of her toys are unique, each of them would have to be individually tested, which could run several thousand dollars, far more than what the toys sell for.
It seems to cover so much so broadly that I can't see how anybody can make anything for kids unless they've got a huge company and a whole staff of lawyers to help them figure out what they can make things out of.
Stiles adds she's already heard of people closing their Etsy shops because of the new regulations. She's a member of the Handmade Toy Alliance, made up of more than 100 U.S. toy makers. The group says the act does exempt some natural materials from testing, but they say the list is incomplete and should include things like art materials that are already regulated by the commission. Commission spokesperson Julie Valise says Congress was very specific about what requirements meet those exemptions, which may have resulted in unintended consequences. She says the commission is reviewing the matter and looking to provide more information on which products are exempted. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.